USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly incident related to the coronavirus at a store in Flint, Michigan. Three people now facing first-degree murder charges for the killing of a store security guard. The suspects were all charged yesterday, but police had, at last check, still been looking for two of them. Prosecutors in Genesee County say the suspects reportedly felt disrespected because the security guard, a father of eight, was asking them to wear a face mask before they could enter the store. Miami Beach closing one of its parks after authorities gave verbal warnings to thousands of visitors over the weekend who failed to social distance. Park rangers at South Point Beach gave almost 7,500 warnings to people for not wearing face masks. Because of that high number, the city's decided to just close the park indefinitely. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A big U.S. state getting ready to announce changes to its current stay-at-home orders because of the pandemic.
Today, we are announcing our efforts to update our stay-at-home guidelines and begin the process of moving into phase two.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking yesterday, saying new guidelines will be released in detail on Thursday. And he said if they're met, businesses can start to reopen in at least certain regions of that state. Americans certainly love their bacon and plenty of other pork products, so listen up. Tyson Foods says its pork production is down by half because of the pandemic, and despite the president's order to keep meat processing plants open, sick workers there have forced the company to either shut down or at least slow production at half of its plants nationwide. Officials say it could cause shortages of meat products in grocery stores and also rising prices for what is produced. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A chief executive at United Airlines now encouraging employees at the company to leave the company due to the financial toll being caused by the pandemic. CNN reports COO Greg Hart said in a memo to workers they should consider leaving the airline voluntarily as the company is looking to adjust its workforce, in his words, to the right size. It comes as United executive salaries have already been reduced and flight schedules for May and June have been cut by 90%. Landlords are getting a stern warning from federal prosecutors against trading sex for rent payments. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern California saying that any landlord that's asking tenants for sexual favors in lieu of rent during this pandemic will be indicted. It's been reported that millions of Americans have had trouble paying their monthly rent because of the economic toll of COVID-19. The 2020 NFL schedule is to be released on Thursday on the NFL Network. As questions linger about how the league is going to approach the season amid the pandemic, the network will air what it's calling Schedule Release 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. It'll break down the schedule by division and highlight the top matchups and primetime games. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.